Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. For some people, the second of the Ten Commandments seems anticlimactic to the first. But it embraces thoughts more in detail regarding God's than did the first all-inclusive commandment of Exodus 20 and verse 6 says, Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. The unfortunate attitudes taken by many regarding the teaching of this commandment has torn asunder the faith of Christ and created a never-ending number of sacred images as well as extreme positions that denounce all pictures of any kind of anything. Just what does this negative commandment forbid? It obviously refers to worship that is related to images, religious images. The context of the passage, and Exodus 20, verse 23, Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. That shows that it forbids images that are to represent or denote deity. It does not forbid the making of all images. It prohibits bowing oneself before images, worshiping them, or using them to worship God. It forbids the making of them for such purposes as that. Now, men cannot know what the spiritual image of deity should even look like. They are forbidden to create such things as they represent deity. Who can picture his own spiritual image, let alone that of God? Such is a futile attempt, and the attempt is forbidden by this second commandment. And some have taken this thought to the exclusion of all religious pictures and art and statues and things of that nature. This does not forbid aesthetic arts, nor all religious pictures. It depends upon the art and the picture and how it is used. Art that intends to depict deity is forbidden. Nothing here outlaws pictures of mere human beings or representations of a human being. Well, what about pictures some draw of Jesus? Now, while Jesus is deity, he was also humanity. He was fleshly while here on earth. Only that which represents his humanity would be in keeping with this commandment. To attempt to draw the deity of Jesus Christ would be wrong. Christ plainly had a human and a visible form. We know not what that was, nor his personal appearance. We're confident that what we usually see, Jesus with long hair as if he was some kind of early day hippie, is out of keeping with the teaching of the Apostle Paul regarding long hair on men, 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 14. Neither do we know the personal appearances of Mary or Paul or Peter or any of the New Testament characters or even the animals upon which the Lord rode into Jerusalem. That which is forbidden is the making of images that try to depict deity that we simply cannot depict by physical art. We are forbidden to bow before such things or to use such things to stand instead of the one before whom we do bow. Is not this the very fault Israel committed when Moses was on Mount Sinai and Aaron fashioned the golden calf? They knew the calf was not God, but they bowed themselves before that which represented God, and that was sinful. The advocates of images claim they do not worship the image. They only use the image to worship what the image represents. Well, this is what Israel was doing. Paul called that very thing idolatry, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 7. And not only is the worship forbidden, even bowing before the images, but presenting something as if it represented God for the purpose of worship is likewise forbidden. John was even forbidden to bow before an angel, Revelation 22, 8 and 9. Peter forbade Cornelius to bow before him and worship him, Acts 10, 25 and 26. And in spite of such teaching and example, still we find many bowing before their images, worshiping men, kissing their rings and their statues. Rather than realizing God made man in His image, some have attempted to make an image of God in keeping with their own desires. Now, there were many great thinkers and writers and religious leaders who seriously protested during the first four centuries against any kind of image-making. Imagery was one of the many ideas of paganism that gradually was adopted by what was mistakenly called Christianity. It was a part of the process of digression and apostasy from the truth. To avoid even the appearance or the confusion with idolatry, no statues were placed in the buildings used by the early churches. The man the Roman Catholic Encyclopedia identifies as the father of the church history called the use of images a heathen custom. Imagery is not authorized in the New Testament. It is forbidden as idolatry. It is the result of apostate doctrines and a carryover of pagan superstition. The extent to which some advocates of images have gone is seen in the difference between the presentation of the Ten Commandments in the Catholic catechisms and what is read in Exodus 20 in the Catholic Bible. In the catechism, commandment number 2 is left out, and 2 commandments are made of the 10th in order to make 10. But in the Catholic Bible, the 2nd commandment still stands. You should show this to your Catholic friends and ask for an explanation. You may open the eyes of some to the fallacy of that faith. We must realize, however, that advocates of images will cite what they call biblical examples of image-making and their use. They remind you that Moses was told to make an altar and place it on a cherubim, above the cherubim, in the tabernacle. These were winged creatures in the likeness of man and bird and angels. The high priest bowed before them as God directed. But has God directed such bowing before images that have come from man's design and origin? God designed the cherubim. Only the priest bowed before them. This is not a parallel to what some advocate today. Some will remind you that Moses made a brazen serpent at God's command. This was for the people to behold when bitten by fiery serpents to prevent death. But this is a tremendous difference. God commanded its construction as a means to show His power. The people did not worship before it. In fact, when they began to do that very thing, it was destroyed. 2 Kings 18 and verse 4, when good King Hezekiah was producing a great religious revival and causing the people to return to the Lord. It was broken into pieces because the people had begun to burn incense to it. Is there a difference in this from burning candles before the image of Mary? Even an image never authorized of God for any purpose? Often we hear that Christ never mentioned the second commandment. It is true that He did not mention it with the same words Moses used, but what His apostles taught was by His authority. And listen to Paul as he thundered against images in Acts 17 and verse 29. Who can doubt the will of Christ in light of such teaching? And in spite of this record, many will perpetuate the religious lie that there is a connection between an image and God that God approves. Why, this form of idolatry is among the evils of the Gentiles in the pre-Christian age, which Paul cited, denoting their degeneracy, Romans chapter 1, 18 through 25. And just why is it wrong to bow before and worship an image? It is because God has forbidden it. That's reason enough. But even our own reasoning should show why. To have to make an image means that our spiritual senses are dull. No man living in daily communion with God needs a picture to help him worship God. If a man craves such help, he lacks a spiritual consciousness. A truly spiritual worshiper needs an image to help him no more than a man with perfect vision needs glasses. Worship is not sensual, but from the heart. Conceptions of God cannot be realized by imagery unauthorized of God, and are, therefore, not subject to realization in art and painting. God is light and love and truth and kindness. God is grace and mercy and spirit. Such cannot be transformed into any kind of production by man. To briefly summarize the main points of the second commandment, remember, it forbids worshiping and bowing before images that represent deity. It goes further to forbid the making of images representing deity. It does not forbid all image making for all purposes, but those that are intended to represent deity and for the purpose of worship. But the Old and New Testament forbid the idolatry that it is. Imagery cannot depict deity and is incapable of doing so, and man ought not try. When one is tempted to bow before man or an image, our hearts and our mouths cry out, like Peter said unto Cornelius, "Stand up." May God enlighten our heart through His revealed word that men left their bodies from all prostrations before men and human devices, and lift their eyes and hearts on high where the Lord God forever lives and reigns. Then He shall be pleased, and we shall be approved. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.